but a drama of human courage. The story of a man who knew his destiny and faced it without flinching. That story is the one told in Samuel Goldwyn's fine motion picture, The Pride of the Yankees. And starring with Gary tonight, we present Virginia Bruce and Edgar Buchanan. Lou Gehrig is in the great American tradition, and there certainly is no better choice than Gary Cooper to play the part. I've called on Gary twice in pictures to play heroes from that same tradition, and he's busy with a third one for me now in the story of Dr. Wassel. You know, this evening is a real occasion on this stage, for it was just 9 years ago that Lux Toilet Soap presented the first play in the Lux Radio Theater. And do you remember what was happening then? The Italians were marching into Ethiopia, and Mussolini's army was considered one of the strongest in the world. The first Thin Man picture came out that year, and skirts, believe it or not, were being worn just above the ankle. 9 years ago, millions of you were already using our product. Since then, scientists have made Lux Toilet Soap even better, and millions more have joined our family circle. Now here's the anniversary curtain going up on the first act of The Pride of the Yankees, starring Gary Cooper as Lou Gehrig, with Virginia Bruce as Ellie, Edgar Buchanan as Sam Blake, and Elsa Jansen as Mom.
To my own son, I will say to your face, you are good for nothing, Lou Gehrig. All baseball players are good for nothing. Loafers in short pants.
That was what Lou Gehrig's mother told him the day she found out he was a ball player. She was all against it at first, but she came around later. Well, by the way, my name's Sam Blake, and I'm a sports writer. I was kind of a special friend of Lou's, so I know a lot about him. That's what I'm here for now. I want you to know him, too, the way I did. Yeah, Lou's mother had great plans for him. Even when he was just a kid, she had plans. Like the afternoon he came home after a game of sandlot baseball and told his mother he'd like to quit school.
How can you say that? Look at your papa. Look at me. We didn't go to school. And what are we? A janitor, a cook. I want you to be somebody.
Sure, Mom, sure.
Like your Uncle Otto, Louis. Don't you see, Louis? That's why I'm cooking up at Columbia College. So you can go there someday and be an engineer like your Uncle Otto.
But, Mom, maybe I ain't cut out to be an engineer.
What do you want to know?
I
want to
be a... Gee, I don't know, Mom. An engineer, I guess.
Lou went to school. He even went to Columbia. Worked his way through waiting on tables in a fraternity house. He'd been playing ball all the time, made the varsity. Then one evening he showed up at home for dinner wearing a pledge pin.
Hiya, Mom.
What?
I just said hi.
All right. Hi.
Notice anything, Mom?
I noticed Popeye's late and the soup's getting cold. Sit down, Louis.
Mom, look. I'm wearing a pin. Sigma Alpha Psi.
Oh, Lou. They took you in?
Yeah, this afternoon.
Oh, Lou, everything's going so fine now.
Well, this is just the pledge pin. I get the real pin before long, and when I get it, I'm supposed to give it to my best girl. You still my best girl, Mom?
Always.
Well, it'll mean you'll have to go steady with me. You can't even look at anybody else.
Not even Papa?
All right, Papa.
I didn't know Lou then, but I heard all about those days from his mother. First time I ever ran across him was up at Southfield. I was sitting in an office one spring afternoon talking to the Columbia football coach. Over on Southfield, they were practicing baseball.
Well, Sam, I'm going to build my football team around a new man next fall. A great halfback.
That's so?
Yes, sir. One of the most promising kids I've ever... What the...
Well, you can send for a man to fix that window. Somebody gunning for you, Jim?
Well, there it is. A baseball.
Baseball?
Yeah. Come over here to the window. See that fella trotting around the bases? That's the halfback I was telling you about. Lou Gehrig, a line-plunging fool.
Football? For a kid that can hit a baseball this far?
Well, Sam, there's a pretty stiff wind blowing in this direction.
Yeah?